spins.
Yeah.
Because he cuts, because he's an incredibly patient runner.
Very much.
He's quick side to side.
Yeah.
He swerves, but he doesn't often give you that straight line goodbye.
Think about the 4th and 1 that didn't go well for them after they got knocked, or when they got knocked out of the playoffs by the Titans. You know, he pulls the thing out. It's supposed to be a sneak, and he pulls it out like it's this sort of like, you know, power eye guard pulling, finding the hole right off of that gap kind of thing, as opposed to plowing straight ahead. That would all take away from your average speed of ball carrier. Even still, I would bet they're a top five-ish kind of team.
I also think it is a style of running that a team that runs stretch zone, belly stretch zone, stick your foot in the ground, that's going to be a little slower because of the time that you spend with the ball, waiting, and then bursting rather than immediately forward.
Well, I know you mentioned this with the stretch zone thing, but I'll just throw it out there. Or running out of shotgun a lot.
Yep.
I mean, that's a running back. I know a lot of times shotgun runs or stretch zone kind of things, but you know, as you get the ball as a running back there, your feet are kind of chopping a little bit. You're looking to find your guy. That's ball in hand. And you're not moving all that fast.
And a good point from the 6-3-0. It sure helps. You got a great offensive line and no one's touching the running back for 5 yards. And the backs are able to get up to top speed.
Thinking back to the way the Niners
about that.
Beat the hell out of the Packers. And the fact that Raheem Mostert had, 106 yards before contact, before the first half was over.
Mm-hmm.
That is an absolute ass kicking. That's what that was.
That's a bad day in the film room for that defense.
I don't think they're going to watch it.
That's one you don't want to see.
You throw that crap out and get there next year.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Saturday when they host Purdue at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. And speaking of basketball, I had no idea that when he moved back to L.A., that Kawhi Leonard not only has also been availing himself of the use of a helicopter, but was using the same pilot who perished on Sunday, who was apparently the go-to guy, the guy you ask for. And he was pretty introspective, was Leonard, when talking about his future and his future desire to use a helicopter as sort of a traffic life hack.
I talked to him about it, you know, before our transition to playing in L.A., just seeing how we got back and forth from Newport. And, you know, he said he was doing it for about 17 years or so. But same pilot, you know, everything, the whole situation, his whole program and setup, how he was traveling back and forth, the same way I was getting here from San Diego.
Well, where are you in the grieving process right now?
You know, it's sad every day, you know, you kind of feel like, you know, life isn't real once you start seeing these little monuments or, you know, the pictures or the people are putting up with his face and the year he was born and the year he died. It doesn't seem real. It just seems like you're in a movie or something. And, you know, you just want to wake up. But, you know, so it's still surreal to me. It's not all coming together yet. Flowing him a lot. Great guy. Super nice. You know, he was one of the best players. You know, that's a guy who you ask for, you know, to fly you from city to city. And it's just a real stuff from, you know, he'll drop me off and say he's about to go pick up Kobe. Kobe said hello. Or he'll, you know, just be like, I just dropped Kobe off him, and he said hello, you know, vice versa. So it's just a crazy interaction. He's a good dude, and, you know, I'm sorry for everybody.
Wow.
Think about that he, I mean, you talk about there, but for the grace of God, go I.
Yeah.
Same pilot.
Yeah, it's Ara Zobayan is the name of the pilot that passed away in the crash. He's the guy that Kawhi apparently used. And I don't know if you'd read this. I had seen, I don't know, in the day after or something like that, just kind of like a note cross that Kawhi had been using or had Ara as a pilot. But I'd also read, and I don't know, you know, because the reporting around this is very L.A., and it's very, you know, sources and people and variety and stuff like that. And I don't know how much to trust some of those outlets as well as I do know how to trust the sports outlets. You know what I'm saying?
Understood entirely.
Like I'm not saying that sports outlets are more reliable than these. Far from it. I'm just saying I know which ones I got to check and make sure have the blue check mark in the sports
gotcha.
World. I don't know the same for the other one. But a source had told People magazine that Kobe and his wife Vanessa had made an agreement, a pact, as they put it, to never fly together on the same helicopter. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I bring it up only to say that helicopter flight is, you know, fairly safe as I understand it, but there's an element of risk about it that, you know, especially in local hops like that, obviously was understood by some of the people who use that mode of transportation.
There are a couple lessons that I think can be learned here. One is, and we should note, remember a couple days ago when I said the Wall Street Journal was reporting that Bryant's helicopter did not have the terrain advance warning system?
Yeah, the TAWS, right?
Yeah, the terrain advance warning system that was, it is now required to be on those helicopters that was not for that particular Sikorsky model. That Sikorsky now came out just late yesterday or today.
I missed that.
And has said specifically, they've made an official recommendation that anyone using this model of helicopter, it's not an official recall. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But they're saying that you should pay the $25,000 to $40,000 to install this system on these vehicles.
Right. But everything I've read doesn't seem to imply that not having that system was negligent.
No.
Only that having it is probably better than not having it.
Yep.
But that's why it seems that that's why the pilot had been in contact with ground control and asked for close following procedures, asked to be checked in with and monitored and
made sure.
Here's
the other thing. If the sheriff's department has grounded their helicopter and the police department has grounded their helicopter, you should probably ground your helicopter. Right?
I don't know enough about it say it.
I mean, if the conditions aren't enough for law enforcement to fly?
Right, okay, so the follow-up question then has to be, if there were a situation where a helicopter is necessary in a police chase, are they going out then?
I don't know.
I think that's a question you have to ask.
My guess is, if you're rescuing someone, if it's a medevac,
if
you have to get somebody to a hospital, then probably their pilots
are
certified to do stuff like that with special help.
In my mind, there's a difference between, do we need anybody in the air today? No, not really. Is it bad out? Yeah, okay, all right, let's bring the helicopters back in, let's bring the choppers down. Then, and there's a difference between